So, I need a helper or helpers. And because I always work on incentives, let's see who's going to come up first. Who will give us a hand? And it's a celebration box, obviously. Celebration weekend. Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you ever so much. Right, I've got some items in this bag. Yeah. Could you help me and bring them out, please, one by one? Do I go in there and grab them out? Oh, so what have we got there? What's this? It's a fan. It's a fan, yep. My lovely desk fan that keeps me cool when I'm working. I'll clip it on. Okay, what else have we got there? Oh, it's a big one now. Oh, what have we got there?
A log.
A log, a bit of wood. Do you want to put it on there? Piece of wood. Okay, let's put that one out, mate. What have we got there? What do these do?
They light the fire.
They're matches, a box of matches. Thank you ever so much. So, and what have we got there? What's that there?
A light candle. A candle.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you so much. Well then, do you want to grab a chocolate? Because you've done really well there. Mm. Oh, not a bounty one. No one has the bounties. No one has the bounty. Go on, take two. Oh, that's the Milky Way. Snickers. Snickers. Safe choice. Thank you ever so much. Can you take your seat back? Thank you. Okay then, so what do you think these three things have in common? I'm looking for the avid scientists in the church. A bit of wood, a fan, and some matches. Fire. Who said fire? Pool of fire. Thank you, pool of fire. So we know that we need the fire triangle when I've done my fire training. I'm sure as a warden I'll be asked to do more of that as well for my health and safety. So we know how the fire triangle, taking you back to school, how it works in our science lessons. I'm a bit rusty. That's how it works. So why do you think I'm talking about fire on this weekend? Well, we've just been singing about fire from the Pentecost, but also we've had, we've got the Queen's celebration this weekend. We've been talking about lighting the beacons across the country on Thursday night. 3,500 beacons were lit up around the whole Commonwealth, whereupon we were signalling the Queen's celebration of her Jubilee. And beacons, historically, were a way of communicating. So, and they were normally communicating when there was a warning. So ships would come in to attack, a beacon would be lit and it would fire around and people would know what's coming. Now we use them to celebrate and we send a message of celebration with our beacons. And then also, we, at the same time, we got fire. We've just been singing about it for Pentecost. And we know it's Pentecost because the fire came in the initially form of a wind. It dropped on the apostles. And as the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit straightway, Peter left that room and went out and started spreading the good news. And that spread the good news to all nations. So, thinking about the fire, what starts the fire? We have the matches. Take you right back to your science lesson now. So, we need a form of heat source. We need ignition. And in Pentecost, this is God. God gives us the ignition. Without God, there is no fire. God gives us the Holy Spirit as a gift to fire us up. So we need God, otherwise we cannot have the Holy Spirit. Next, we need fuel. So once we have the Holy Spirit, we need to feed it, the Word. And we need the Word in different ways. So we need to have fuel. We need a number of things to keep us fueled up with our Holy Spirit. One of them is we need to spend time with God. We need to pray. We need to be with God. Otherwise, the fire goes out. We also need time of rest. And I, for one, have loved a four-day weekend. That is something I think we should have every weekend. But we need Sabbath rest. Without rest, we can't be fueled up to have the Holy Spirit to go with us into the world. And finally, for fuel, we need community. We need church to feed the Holy Spirit within us. We cannot do it on our own. We need to come into our community to support each other, to be there for each other, to pray for each other. We need to come to church. And finally, we need oxygen. So those will probably tell me that air is only about 20% oxygen, taking me back there. But we do need oxygen. Without the air within us, without that feeding, the fuel in us and ignition, it goes out. And if we have those things, then we can go in the world. And oxygen is much more out there. It's not in this building. The oxygen starts to get less and less and less. The oxygen's out in the world. We're called with the Holy Spirit, as Peter did straight away, to go out into the world where the oxygen's there to spread the good news. So, be pleased, Roger. Got your candle? Match, and it's an extra long one as well. So we need all three elements. All three elements to fuel the Holy Spirit within us to go off into the world. Peter celebrated straight away. He went straight out. The fire was burning within him. The fire of the Holy Spirit was so much. He didn't wait around. He didn't plan. He went straight out. And we know as we read in Acts to spread the good news. We are called to do just the same. We are called today as the day of Pentecost to go and celebrate. But then to go off straight into the world, call afresh the Holy Spirit and spread the good news. But the challenge is, if we don't have God giving us the Holy Spirit and calling it, if we don't fuel through rest, through prayer, through being together at church, if we don't go off into the world where the oxygen is to spread the good news, the faith goes out. And the light goes out. So as beacons, as we think about beacons this weekend on Jubilee celebration weekend, we need to be a beacon with the Holy Spirit within us, spreading the good news in our community, in our workplace, in our nation, and around the globe, spreading as those 3,500 beacons the good news of Jesus. Okay, let us pray. Dear Lord God, I just pray this morning that we're not just celebrating historical event of Pentecost. We are celebrating a real, a fresh event with the Holy Spirit coming again this morning, that we may go out and be disciples for you. Amen.